Welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today the theme is not a kid anymore. When Marcellus Owens of Seattle, when he was 8 years old, his mother, Tiffany Owens, died. This was back in 2007. Tiffany had a job at a Jack in the Box, and she was supporting three children. For a family that at times was homeless, spending some nights riding buses to stay warm and dry, this was a stretch of stability. They had a roof over their heads, regular meals, beds to sleep in. But it all fell apart when she was diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension. This is when your lungs have high blood pressure. And people can live a long time with this condition if they get the right care. But when it's not treated, it's the heart that usually gives out. Tiffany started missing too much time at work.
She missed so much work that she lost her job. And along with her job, she lost her health care.
That's Marcellus when he was 11. In his mother's final months, she was an activist for healthcare reform. And once she was gone, Marcellus took on her role. He became a poster child for the movement as President Obama pushed for the passage of the Affordable Care Act. This chubby-faced African-American boy with a short afro told his mother's story to hundreds of people at rallies. He did the cable news shows.
Marcellus, tell us a little bit about what's the message that you're telling the members of Congress.
I'm telling the members of Congress that the health care bill should be passed because everybody deserves health care.
Lawmakers like Senator Patty Murray were telling his story.
I met him at a health care rally in Seattle. He was 10 years old.
And the day President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law, Marcellus was there in the White House. Vice President Joe Biden stood behind Marcellus, gripping the boy squarely on the shoulders with both hands the way a father would. Marcellus took a red eye with his grandmother to be there in time for the signing, and they forgot to bring appropriate clothes. So White House staff rushed out and bought him a dark suit and a blue tie that happened to match what President Obama was wearing.
I heard the story of 11-year-old Marcellus Owens, who's right here, looking sharp. He and I made sure to coordinate our ties today. Yeah, it looks good.
Marcellus became known as the Obamacare kid. Newspapers and cable news shows call him every year leading up to March 23rd, the anniversary of the law. And for a child, he's been doing a very grown-up thing, talking about the importance of health insurance. Every year, he's asked the same questions. Tell us your story, the story of your mom, Marcellus. What was it like to be there when history was made?
With all of the check-ins with media, I don't know, I felt kind of trapped by like the Obamacare kid thing. When they were asking me like how I was doing and stuff like that, I had to like kind of say like, you know, I'm doing fine, you know, school's good. I think they had sort of an idea of who I was. I sort of felt like I couldn't be who I was. I felt like I had to sort of keep that image of the Obamacare kid thing, and I sort of let that take over.
Last spring, the requests for interviews started to come in again. CNN reporter John Blake called Marcellus.
It was just going to be a regular check-in.
As they were finishing up the conversation, John Blake asked Marcellus if he had anything else to share. Marcellus paused for a moment and said, yeah. But before Marcellus answered that question, he checked in with his grandmother, Gina Owens, to see if it was okay to share something really personal with this global news outlet. Gina nodded, yes. So Marcellus got back on the phone and told Blake that he isn't Marcellus anymore. His name is now Marcy. He, now she, identifies as a young woman. It's a feeling that she's had since she was 6 years old.
You know when you say you're lifting a burden off your shoulder, I could literally feel like that phone got so much lighter and just everything just, I think the sun came out when, I feel like the sun came out. I'm not sure if I'm remembering that right, but I feel like the room got brighter and I just got lighter and I just felt like, you know, the winds of time were turning for me and something good was happening. But yeah, I just felt good that day.
Marcy is now 17. She lives with her grandmother, Gina, and her two sisters. Marcy told her grandmother about her transition well before the phone call with CNN. Gina is still getting used to having three granddaughters instead of two.
I'm mourning the loss of Marcellus, the little boy, but I've gained a new granddaughter. Yeah. So it's kind of an equal balance there, you know. But I am mourning. I miss that little boy, you know.
You lost a name, not a person.
But I've gained a new name. I look at the old name being put aside and the new name taking over. It's like me with my last name. My last name is Owens, but it wasn't always Owens. My surname is Del Fiore. And I think that name change came when I became an adult and got married. And so even though Marcy says that little boy is still here, she's living this new life now, growing into the adult that she's becoming is not Marcellus. It's Marcy. And I don't know. I think that in some way you probably don't understand what I'm saying, Marcy. But it is happening. And you'll probably realize it more as you grow.
As much as Marcy wants to move on with her new life and away from being the Obamacare kid, she's grateful for the experiences that moniker has provided. When President Obama heard about Marcy's news, he invited her to a pride event at the White House. Health insurance wasn't on the agenda. While she and Obama did not coordinate their outfits this time, no matching ties, Marcy wore a dress, makeup, and a wig. One thing is similar in the photo of them together. They both have enormous smiles. And to see a picture from that day, go to our website, knkx.org.